Hello and welcome to this podcast of Startups Mantra Private Limited OPC. Today we are going to talk about how entrepreneurs must also think and achieve their life's goals too, along with their startup goals. There has never been a good time to sit down and think about what entrepreneurs want to accomplish in their lives. They all have busy lives, and even they are not busy, they might feel more like wedging in front of the TV or checking their feeds of social medias rather than thinking about their lives. What we suggest is do it today, and if you haven't done it yet, it could take as little as 10 or 20 minutes and it could make all the difference in the world, even for your startup business. And what I say is not that hard. You probably already have a good idea of what you want to do in your startup. You may also have written it down, but now is the time you think about your life goals and write it down. Or maybe you've done this exercise before, but you haven't updated your goals for a while. Now's the time to do it. You might think how to start. First, think about what you'd like people to say about you at your funeral. Yeah, this idea comes from the Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, and there's a habit called as Begin with the End in Mind. It is also very effective. Imagine you are at the end of your life, looking back. What you would like to have accomplished? What kind of person you like to have been? So the key is start living your life so that you eventually get to that point. Now that you have given a little thought, jot down some ideas for life goals you'd like to achieve before you die. They can be in many areas, but we'll say about a few years to start with. You can have your professional goals. You can have your educational goals, you can have a family goal, a spiritual one also counts, along with a travel goal if your business calls for a travel, and not only business, traveling also includes travel with your families, your friends. You can have recreation goals, you can have hobbies as goals too. You can do something for your community or have a charity as a CSR of your startup. You can probably think of more, and you don't need to have goals in all these areas. Just pick up some topics and get started. Refine your list and expand it. After you have initially brainstormed and picked up a topic, you may want to trim it down, but sometimes you may also want to expand it, and it's really fun and worthwhile to dream big. So that you have broken it down, you have to break it down now in the terms of time sets, like what you should accomplish in the next 10 years for each of these goals. How about next 5 years? How about 2 years or 1 year maybe, and even this month? Once that you have planned out each goal for the 10, 5, 2 or 1 year and a 1 month period, you've got a good, pretty solid plan for yourself. And the last thing which we would suggest to the entrepreneurs is a compulsion, that is, take action. Yeah. I like to take my monthly goals and make a to-do list for this week. So in a way, you're breaking down the month into a week also. What can I do today to further my goals? And if I can get just one thing done, I've done a lot to make those dreams come to a reality. So entrepreneurs, take a step towards your dream today by writing them down, making a plan, breaking them down into time sets. And of course, the last thing which we would all like to do is take action. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Have a great time ahead. Follow our podcast and signing off here from Startups Mantra Private Limited, OPC. Have a great time ahead. Please, please, please take care of yourself.